Kiger, CEO of KC Bird Whisperer International and host of Bird Talk Live Online, live from Kansas City. Please enjoy highlights of my conversation with Jess Furman, author of Diary of Pink Pearl. If you think owls are a hoot, wait till you listen to Jess Furman. I'm enjoying that sentiment that you wanted to bring the bird for the holidays. And, you know,
right,
there's so much fun and loving. Why not include your bird?
I know.
You know, when you're going to socialize with other people.
It's very true. And the thing about it, Michael, is like these days, you know, basically what it boiled down to is she didn't want to share the spotlight with Pink Pearl because she knew that Pearl, you know, she steals the show. You know, that's what she's all about. And from what I've learned about Pearl, you know, in through the holidays and stuff, is that she takes all the attention away off of all the materialistic garbage that they got floating around. They're all the little, you know, iPhones and the iPods and all the little, you know, electronical gadgets that kids are collecting these days. She takes attention off of that and back to reality. And that's something that, you know, we're kind of losing in this day and time. And especially like in the Bay Area, where I've been spending the last year now, you know, they don't even have, you know, art so much anymore.
I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Over 30 years ago, I worked in a major franchise pet store as a bird salesman, where I learned some basic bird behavior training and grooming. There were birds in the store that could not be sold as they were too vicious or afraid of people. They often bit people that tried to handle them. I still remember thinking that it would have been so great if people could have enjoyed those birds instead of struggling with them. Since then, I've helped some friends and neighbors with their birds along the way in my life. About 7 years ago, some friends that have seen me work with birds encouraged me to develop my bird experience with exotic birds into a business. KC Bird Whisperer International are dedicated to the enjoyment of pet birds and promotion of related products, services, and events. I hope you enjoy KC Bird Whisperer International productions and support our efforts to provide rich, informative media to the avian public and people thinking about getting a bird. Please visit www.birdtalkradio.com again soon and enjoy our internet radio broadcast of Bird Talk Live Online and our podcast on podbean.com. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Thank you for tuning in today.
It's a good thing I run this radio station. Nobody can fire me.
Heard that before.
Right. So, where can we start?
Where would you like to start? Pearl here was, she was abused for 15 years, and she never got to experience holidays the way people get to. You know, we all get together with our family and our friends, and we get a great big meal together, and we leave all the animals behind, and we just, like, sit around and stuff our faces and drink, and you know, meanwhile, the birds are just kind of, like, sitting at home going, wait a second, what happened to the mom and the dad and the kids, and, you know, why aren't we all together? And even if the family comes over to the house, you know, a lot of times what people do is they'll lock the parrots up in cages. They don't get to be a part of the whole excitement because they don't want them in the way, and, you know, someone might be afraid of them or whatever the case may be. And Pearl, in, you know, 2012, I rescued her after 15 years, and I'd written, you know, 7 books out of her perspective. And, you know, I thought, you know, for the first time in her life, it's time that she gets to be a part of the holidays. And just as we were leaving to go off to Pacific Palisades Estate and celebrate Thanksgiving at Uncle John's house, you know, in the famous Willett style with lots of money and crystal and China and all these fancy things in life, I said, you know what, why not bring the bird? And my husband at the time says, oh, no way, no how, she can't come. I mean, she's going to spoil it. You know, this is all Thanksgiving. It's all about family. It's all about getting together with all these rich, you know, friends of ours and stuff. And I'm like, no, you know what, it's about her too. You know, she's now part of the family, so she's coming. And so I dressed her up in her nice little winter jacket, and I brought her up to Pacific Palisades and States. And wouldn't you know it, she stole the show. You know, she was just the hit, and the guests just couldn't get enough of her. And, you know, Aunt Pat, turned out she was not a, you know, a bird person, as we call it, but everybody else was. And I thought, you know what, this is really exciting. This is something to squawk.
Wings of Love bird shows are educational and fun for the entire family. Wings of Love bird show birds answer questions, spell words,
ride bicycles, play basketball, roller skate, and more. Plus, you'll experience Swoop, the Eurasian Eagle Owl, swooping over the audience. Visit wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org for more information about these exciting shows. Find out how you can have Wings of Love at your event and the show schedules.
In 2012, after I rescued Pink Pearl, I built an indoor-outdoor aviary, and people started choosing me to rescue their parrots from all over the country. And I was just blown away, Mike. You know, I mean, it was a childhood dream come true to just be surrounded by so much love. And, you know, since I was a little girl, I never believed in keeping any animal in cages. And so I took in all these birds, and I let them fly around my house. And sure, it got a little messy and high maintenance. Sure, it did, you know. Right. But so are two-year-olds, you know. My mom loved babies. But, you know, I love parrots. And so these parrots, they were flying around, and they're all different subspecies, all different sizes. You know, you get the crazy kayaks, how colorful they are, and you got the peonies, and you've got, you know, cockatiels and lovebirds, and all these various birds from all over the country. They're all coming together right around the holiday season, right after Halloween 2012. And all of a sudden, you know, these birds that, you know, two kayaks, Fred and Nettle, you know, they were living in a pet store for 8.5 years in a cage. Never got to sense what real freedom was all about. They were living in a pet store. You know, and I used to volunteer there because I was disabled at the time, and, you know, I had nothing to do. And I thought, well, you know what? Why not give for it? You know, why not give back to the community? Why not help out the pet store? They're struggling. You know, they're understaffed. And the staff is all caring about all these purebred cats and dogs for all these fancy people. But the birds were like the last to be getting attention. And I thought, that's wrong. And so I'd go there and I'd make sure that they had food and water. And, you know, once in a while I'd leave a note for the owner. I go, you know what? Maybe it's time for them to come to a real home. You know, if you ever decide to get them to a real home, you know, I would like to be on that list. And, you know, it came as a surprise to me. But, you know, Halloween 2012. Now, that pet store, it was forced to close because the rent was being raised for probably another Apple store, you know what I mean? And right. They had to close doors. And I got that phone call. I got to rescue Fred and Ethel, you know, 8.5 years old, never got to witness freedom. And I took them home, and I removed the padlock off their cage, took them out, and they got to fly around.
Set them free.
Wow, we're free. We're free. We're protected. You know, we're in
a
home.
You're like a little kid.
They're like a little kid. Yeah.
You're like a little kid.
You know what? I am like a little kid.
You have that heart. You have that little kid heart.
I do. You know, and my big sister, she's always telling me, she goes, you know, you got to be careful. You know, she goes, people, they wonder why you're always laughing all the time. And what is wrong with her? Why is she always smiling? Why is she always laughing? And I'm like, well, a heck of a lot better than crying all the time, you know, and. No, I don't want to bring people down, honestly, Mike.
It's no wonder the birds love you so much, because they're like little kids, you know, like 5 years old.
They really are. Holidays and Thanksgiving and Christmas in 2012, and she got to meet some pretty famous people. In Volume 1, she actually met Amazon Eve, who is the Guinness Book of the World's tallest model.
And tell us a little more about the book, the inspiration. And I've seen some of the pages and the artwork. And I remember the last time you were on the show that you mentioned that you had some local artists that contributed to the book and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you so very, very much for mentioning that. I've been an artist since I was 6 years old. It's always my aspiration to be an accomplished artist. And one of my big things is I've always been visiting art galleries. And several years ago, let's see, when was that? About 3-4 years ago, I went to Coast Galleries in Newport Beach, and I got to meet Todd White, who is the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. And I ended up meeting him about 3 times after that. And, you know, I bought his book for $150, not because I liked his paintings, but I liked what he had to say in his book. And in his book, he was writing about how he was just this nobody in Orange County, and he was going into the coffee shops and he was putting full color pictures of his books in the magazines, hoping that somebody would pick them up and they'd give him credit for being a real artist, you know? And finally he got picked up by Hollywood and then by Nickelodeon, and they paid him lots of money to paint, you know, a sponge with an attitude and arms, legs, and a quirky sense of humor. And now he's famous. And so Tanzania, My Cynical Parrot, she got to meet him, and that's in volume two of my first trilogy. And then Pink Pearl, she got to meet him as well. And guess who stole the spotlight in that show? The bird.
Yeah.
In any case. So anyhow, Todd White, he's a big advocate of the artist, and I am as well. And Daisy Timonen, she's my illustrator. And I met her 4 years ago when I was first writing my very first book. And I met her on Facebook, and I said, you know what, you're a very talented artist. I said, I'd like for you to be my illustrator. And she messaged me, and she kind of speaks broken English. She speaks Tagalog because she lives in Malaysia, and she speaks, she lives in the Philippines growing up. But long story short, she says, I'm not an artist. I go, what do you mean you're not an artist? She goes, ah, you know, I use my phone, and I take these pictures that I got online to take your paintings. I take your paintings and then I edit them to include pictures of you and the birds and me. And she goes, that's not real art. And I says, it is to me. You know, real art is something that you find online, whatever it is. People call it graphic art. But, you know, you can find real art in whatever facility that you want. You can find art just in the sunset. Take a picture of it. Change that picture a little bit. Now it's your picture, you know. Sign your name on it. Sell copies of it. That's all over the Bay Area. But, you know, my big thing in my series as an artist, I like to include other people. And so, you know, I find poets in India and in Africa. And these are places where, you know, it's not that easy to be published. You know, me, I went the old-fashioned route. I found a publisher in Morgan Hill, Andy Baldwin, president of Bookstand Publishing. And I paid him good money to publish my series with full-color illustrations, so that people can enjoy the beautiful colors of my paintings and all these other pictures of all the other contributing artists, you know, their paintings, the parrots, you know. But in any case, there's many poets that they contribute poems. And when I find that their poems actually go in line very well with what I'm writing about, I'm like, ask their permission. Hey, you know, would you mind if I publish their poem? Of course, I'd love it for you to publish my poem.
I'm your host, Mike Kiger of Bird Talk Live Online, live from Kansas City. Thank you for tuning in today. Please visit birdtalkradio.com again soon and our podcast site, birdtalkradio.podbean.com. That's birdtalkradio.podbean.com. Casey Bird Whisperer International are dedicated to the enjoyment of birds and promotions of avian information, services, and events. Visit our corporate website, kcbirdwhisperer.org.